views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Right about time to get sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. What happens when a psychic and pragmatist join forces for a radio show? You get it straight from the sophisticated guys. David offers live intuitive readings and Philip gives practical, focused coaching. Together, they help you uncover and claim the universe's desire for your life. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819 and figure out how to live your life in good taste with a twist. Now, let's get sophisticated with David and Philip.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Get Sophisticated. It is a very gray and gloomy, rainy Seattle day, which I actually enjoy this weather. I think that this is the payoff for all of the allergies that I suffered with during the summer months.
Everything trying to gets wash it all away. Yeah, yes. See, perfect.
So, welcome, everyone. It feels like it's been a while since we did the show, because the last show we actually did not in the studio. So it feels like it's been a while since I've seen you, Benny. It feels like
we deeply missed you.
I know. So today's show is actually, it's a show that I am really excited about. I think that it's one of those topics that it's really simple, and it's something that it's easy to explain, but people lose track of this. And so the title for the show today is Ask, But Is It Always Given? And what we're going to talk about today is the idea of what you actually need in order to be heard clearly by the universe. And so there are some special ingredients that you actually need to make sure that you have, or to be aware of, to make sure that you're creating what you want in your life. And the point to this is that even though it's simple, it's actually the simple things, it's really easy to let them get out of control. And so a lot of times people focus on what it is that they want in their life and how they want their life to be. But they get caught up in a cycle of focusing on the things that they don't have or the things that are making them unhappy. And so when you get into that sort of space where you're really focusing on the things that are stressing you out or the things that are causing issues or the things that are pushing your buttons, you start to whip up more of those things or things that are similar that are causing the same sort of emotional reaction within you. And so we're going to talk today about how you can keep things simple and make sure that you're keeping the power in your hands and that you're keeping control of what it is that you're manifesting and how your life is looking. So I want to give a little bit of information about the show. So the Get Sophisticated show is designed to help you live your life in good taste with a twist. And what we do here is sort of a combination of so spirituality, a little bit of advice for me. I like to say that I'm sort of like your sassy best friend who tells you like it is. I'll admit to the listeners here, I'm doing a little bit of ad-libbing. You're probably noticing David is not talking. And the reason for that is because due to the rain, everyone parked inside in the garage today. So he's actually still circling looking for parking. So, but I'll sort of give it a little bit of introduction for David. So David is the psychic calf of our pairing. And what he does is he helps you to look in and see the life and the information that the universe wants to share with you. So he actually takes a peek sort of behind the curtains to give you insight that you might not have. So he uses his intuitive skills in a unique way to give you coaching. And then I take that information that he gets and I help you to figure out how to make that practical in your life, how to actually develop a process or a system that can help you get one step closer to that reality, to that life that you want. So together, we're actually able to help you really make great strides, because you're getting not only the insight into sort of what's hidden, but then you actually get some help along the way of how to actually implement that in your life and to start to make some change. So if you've not tuned into us before, if you've not heard the show, welcome for the first time. And for those who have, we want to just say thank you for tuning in again and for following us. Some information for you in terms of how you can connect with us. You can find us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Get Sophisticated on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Get Sophisticated. We're also on Twitter at Sophisticated. And our website is www.getsophisticated.com. So I want to talk a little bit about this topic, just sort of an overview. So when you are actually starting to do work around manifesting, a lot of times people dive into this without really thinking about some of the components that are necessary to make it successful. And what we want to talk about today is something to always keep in mind when you're doing any sort of manifesting work. And David has actually joined us, so I'll have him say hello.
Good morning, everyone. So,
welcome.
So
I told him welcome. You were circling, looking for parking. So
I know. It's so interesting. That's one of the things that's very low risk when you ask the universe, you know, for a parking spot. But sometimes
it just doesn't work.
When you're in Bellevue.
And it's
raining. It doesn't
work.
Did you ask baby Jesus? That usually works for me. Dear baby Jesus, please ask for a parking stall.
I did not.
Try that one.
I'll try it. Okay. Totally. So again, good morning, everyone. This is David Zarza, the psychic half of the Sophisticated Guys. And today, like Philip was mentioning, we're going to be talking about the secrets to making things become real in your world. How to take a vision and make it a reality. And I'm really excited about this because...
Me too.
It's so practical. Seriously, there's no magic to it. There's no supernaturalness to it. So I'm going to go a little bit way back, and I'm going to get a little woo-woo, and I just really want to give you the awareness of what the mechanics are behind this process. So there are these other realms beyond this physical one that are energetic, that are not physical, that are more thought and emotion responsive. And you can only access them without a body when you're all consciousness or spirit. And so when you're in those realities, whatever you think and whatever you feel affects the environment that you're in. So if you're thinking something, if you're feeling fear, then your environment will change to something scary. You know, if you're thinking of something peaceful and calm, then your surroundings will change to reflect that. And what happens when you add that extra ingredient of the physical is you get what I call delay. You get time. And so there's a delay between what you think and your environment changing to reflect that.
And how lucky are we that that exists?
Exactly. How many times have you, you know, thought about setting fire to the rain, you know, or to that driver in that other, what's that called?
Car?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, or
unless you're parking an airplane. I mean,
right.
Flying in on a helicopter. I know we got a little bit of space up
we
top.
We might have some air. Mm-hmm. Pilots listening, you know.
You should arrange that for us next time, Benny. Have a helicopter right pick us up and bring
us
over.
Yes, can you? I'll give you my address.
See what I can do. I'll give him my address. See what I can do.
No, but that delay that happens in our reality, it is actually it's a gift. And so, you know, in working with coaching clients, a lot of times we hear, well, you know, I've been asking for it and it just hasn't shown up. And part of that, the frustration that sometimes people feel because of that delay, mm-hmm. The delay is actually a really good thing.
Oh my God!
And it's set up, I think,
to protect us.
Well, and also to give us a fail safe in a way to make sure that what we're asking for is really what we're asking for. And so that's why I tell coaching clients, like, sometimes you really have to ask more than twice mm-hmm. before you get it,
mm-hmm. or hold on to the intention longer than just a moment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I want to answer the question that I pose. I want us to answer the question that I posed in the title of the show, which is ask, but is it always given?
To me, I think it's always given, but it might not look like what you were expecting it to. I think that whatever we ask for, whatever we get as a result of that request is exactly what we need or exactly what we actually did want to show up. I think sometimes we have expectations around it, which can cause some problems. But what do you think?
Mm-hmm. So I think the answer is also yes. It is always given. But true, not usually in the form, well, not often. We're not always in the form that we envisioned or wanted. But it is always what we need at that time and what we most require for growth, for development. And, you know, I always tell my clients, whether you speak out a prayer or a request or you feel it internally, it's still asking. You're still asking the universe for whatever it is, a relationship, a new career, you know, a job change, more money, all that good stuff. And the answer to that prayer is what happens. Just that simply, you know, the answer to that prayer is what happens. So just know that the moments of your life are the answer to those spoken or unspoken prayers.
So I just want to give out the phone number really quickly, just so people can go ahead and start calling in.
Yes, for comments, questions, or for readings, give us a call.
Phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. David, why don't you give a little bit of a sneak peek of what we're going to talk about when we come back.
Yes.
And then we'll take our first break.
So when we come back, you're going to find out the two necessary ingredients to make anything a reality in your life. The two ingredients. Come on back.
Dreamer, looks into my eyes, take me to the clouds above. Oh, I lose control, can't seem to get enough.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tell me, is it really long?
Oh my God, I love that song.
Well, and I love that line too. The "I say a prayer with every heartbeat." Like
every heartbeat.
It just like, you know, I've heard that song my entire life, but like that's so true. Like
it echoes
every moment. We're actually saying little prayers, and exactly. It ties in really well to the
topic
of
today's show.
Good job, Benny.
Oh no, don't thank me. Thanks, Sam Smith, and actually the reproducer is Chris Mead from the UK. And what's crazy about that song is, you know, you're right. You've heard that for so many years, and yet Sam's vision and soulfulness that brought into that song twisted everything differently, but it has made it pop different in that particular song.
It's Whitney Houston's song,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That is so beautiful. So welcome back, you guys. This is Get Sophisticated with David the Psychic and Philip the Coach. And today we are opening up the lines for comments, readings, or coaching, or any insights that you want to share, or any clarifications that you want to make. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819, and we're excited to dive into this topic with you around making your vision a reality. And so I teased about what two ingredients are necessary to make anything that you envision a reality. And when I share these with clients, they're blown away because they don't believe it could be that simple, you know, that they feel like they have to work hard or eat all their vegetables, you know, or pray for hours and hours a day. But no, you just need these two ingredients. And Philip, I know you know the first one.
So the first one is clarity of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is really about getting really clear and being really specific about what it is that you want. What it is that you want to bring towards you.
Mm-hmm. What it is you want to envision. Mm-hmm. You know, call it into mind. Call it into your awareness, into your full consciousness. And make it as clear as you can. You know, give it an image. Tie it to a memory. Connect it to something visceral in you. And that sort of leads on to the next ingredient, which is energy in the form of emotion. Well, it can be any kind of energy, but usually energy in the form of emotion is the most powerful. And not just any emotion, but it's an emotion that's in alignment with what you have in mind that you wish to bring into reality.
And I think that's a really important distinction to make. Mm-hmm. So to give an example, so let's say that you're really trying to manifest a new career, a new job. But your emotional energy is disappointment, frustration,
worry,
concern, because your emotional energy is trapped within your current job and your feelings around it. So those things are not going to lead you to where you want to be.
Mm-mm.
And so I think that I just wanted to highlight that the emotions that you're feeling, they have to be in alignment with the thing that you are visioning. So you have to make your emotions connect to what it would be like to be in that new job, in the job that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the missing component that a lot of times people...
The energy.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they can't get their energy to sync up to what they're wanting to create. So they just stay stuck. And I think a lot of times that's why people say, well, I've been visioning it. I've been thinking about my new job. I've been doing all this work, but I, you know, no one's called me back. I haven't gotten any interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And if you actually ask them what their energetic emotional state has been over the past, you know, couple of weeks, at no point was it, you know, excited and fulfilled and content.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing that I'll sort of jump in, and I might be jumping ahead of where David wants to go, but If you have clarity of mind and emotion, mm-hmm. and they're both synced up to negative things.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that you can't even manage to think about what the new job would be like, but instead you're just thinking, you're really clear that you hate your current job. Exactly. You're really clear that you don't like it. You don't like your coworkers. Your boss is a jerk, and your emotions are really synced up to that as well. Then what you'll manifest is even more disturbance, more annoyance, more bad things within that job.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing because it's you are just as powerful a creator for the positive as you are the not so good. You know, so let me shift your perspective for a moment, and then I want to take a call because I just love those interactions with callers. So I'm going to shift your perspective, right? Because there are always two levels of reality with which you're interacting on a daily basis. The first one is your personal one. You know, it's what's happening to David, the personality, you know, David, the person, you know, what is he feeling? What is he thinking? What is he going through? Who is he interacting with? You know, where is he driving? Where is he going? That level, that mundane everyday level. And then there's this other level, which I call, you know, the impersonal. And it's on the impersonal level where you find the meaning for why things happen the way they do. And even when you're asking, like Philip said, for what it is you don't want, like you hate that job and you dread it, you can't stand the people anymore, it's sucking your soul, you're a husk at the end of the day, you just want to veg out in front of the TV and eating ice cream and pizza, then, and by the way, ice cream and pizza isn't a bad thing. I was just using it as an example. But you will create a situation because you have that clarity of mind of not liking it so much and the energy of feeling, you know, frustrated, angry, or irritated, or whatever it is, that you will create the situation where you will be forced out of that job unwillingly, you know, but yet happily. Like maybe you'll get fired, or maybe it'll get even worse, that you'll finally say, okay, I'm done with this. I am leaving it. That's what happens on the impersonal level. You know, we create those circumstances that push us onward, push us forward, push us towards our best. And it's really interesting when it happens. It's really, really, really fascinating, actually. So how about we take a caller? Let's Benny, who's yep. there?
It's Zarifa calling in from Seattle.
Zarifa, welcome. How can we help
Hi.
You?
Hello, how are you?
I'm laughing because I'm in traffic and I was fumbling with my phone. Oh my God, I'm next. Get this off speaker. So
welcome. And
I'm excited.
So am I. I love reading your name and it starts with a Z because I used to be, you know, always feeling alone because I was the only one with a Z name in my class. Zarza.
See? We're special.
We are. So tell us, Zarifa, what can we do for you today?
You know, I am just kind of open. And I thought when I heard you mention something about reading, I thought, oh, that's always exciting. I always, you know, I'm interested in that. And just seeing if you get any messages or anything that would help me in my, like we always say, journey. My life.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm always wanting and open to the universe. Like, you know, I need, you know, definitely a change of income. I need that to go up and I feel like it's going to go up.
Yes.
And, you know, I really, really intentionally put forth, you know, very strong energetic thoughts. And, but, you know, I'm always open to readings or
totally
what you have to say.
Totally. So Zarifa, why do I feel two children around you?
You feel what?
Two children around you. Do you have two kids?
Oh, yes, you're right.
Okay. Okay, so the thing that's coming to me immediately is you're doing a really great job as a mom because the archetype of caregiver is coming through very, very clearly for you. And so... So fortunately, what that means is that you are very dutiful. You know, you follow through on your responsibilities and your duties, what you must take care of. But the downside is that it's almost like your personal wishes and desires take a back seat. At least for right now, you know, and for me, I'm actually wondering, is one of your children under 3 years old?
No, I actually have three, but one's in Pullman. They are older, even though I feel 25.
Okay.
They're 23, 21, and 19.
That is so wild. Okay. Because I don't know why. I see.
I am such a strong mother. I mean, that's like, yeah, I'm so passionate about that.
Yeah, that's the other name of caregiver. It's the mother, you know, and it's... So anyway, let me go back to what I was getting for you.
Sure.
Right now, it's as if your life is on pause and it's on purpose. You know, it's as if you're just going through the motions, living your life with your tomorrows looking a lot like your yesterdays, but it's not going to last very much longer because I see this sort of cycle of being on pause ending in about 5 months. So around March of next year, that's when I see a shift. That's when I actually see a change in terms of work. And it's a good one because it's a shift into more of what you want to be doing instead of what you feel you have to do.
Right. Yay.
You know?
That's good to hear.
Yeah. No, I'm still getting
very good to hear.
Yeah. Are you one of two girls, you and your family?
I'm a twin sister.
Okay, got it. Because those are actually the ones that I was seeing earlier.
Me and my sister?
The two.
My sister and I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I don't know if there's any information from that. Other than, is she geographically distant from you? Like not very close by, like within 25 miles?
She moved smack next to me. We share a balcony.
Shut up. When did that happen? Hello? Oh, no. Did we lose Zarifa?
Zarifa, are you there?
I loved her energy. I wanted to ask her a question.
Oh, there it is.
Well, so hopefully she can still hear us. The one thing that I wanted to add in is that the clarity of mind piece, it's especially around manifesting money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough to say I want my income to increase or to say I want my financial situation to get better. That's not necessarily the type of clarity that we're talking about. So we had a guest on a couple months back,
Gladys,
who we did an entire show about money. And part of what Gladys talked about was that you really have to look at your financial situation. You have to be able to look at what it is that you need to survive, what it is you need to, pay off your debt, what it is you like. You have to get detailed so that at the end of that exercise, you know, sort of this is my minimum number. And then you get to say, but I want more than that because I don't want to just, break even. And so you actually end up with a number then that is going to more than provide for you what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have that number, then that's the type of clarity that I think is important, is that you are you're actually asking the universe for what you need. Because, let's say you make $50,000 right now, you actually need $90,000 to survive. And what you're saying is, well, I want my income to increase. Well, if you get a $5,000 raise,
that's enough.
Technically, you've gotten an answer to what you've been asking for. And so that was the one thing that I wanted to just clarify, not only for her, but for everyone else listening, that you really do have to get really specific. So let's give out the phone number one more time, and then we'll take our second break. Phone number is 1-800-930-2819. We would love to talk to you and help you figure out how to manifest what it is that you're wanting to bring forth. And when we come back, we'll give a little bit more insight into the second part, which is really, I think, one of the most important parts to this piece of the puzzle.
Okay. Get in phase. Here we go. I've got bipolar disorder. My life's not in order. I'm overweight, I'm always late, I've got too many things to say. I rock mom jeans, cat earrings, extrapolate my feelings, my family is dysfunctional.
functional, but we have a good time.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Ourselves inside ourselves. I know I'm not the only one who spent so long attempting to be someone else. Well, I'm over it.
She is over it. Welcome back. This is David Zarza with Philip Bryant on Get Sophisticated, and I am the psychic, and Philip is the coach half. And today we're exploring making your vision a reality. How to make what you ask for become real and actually enter into your life. So we were talking to Zarifa before she got dropped earlier. Bummer. She was in traffic. She probably had a, oh, I hope nothing major happened. I hope she had a hands-free, you know.
I just heard like the sad trombone.
I know, right? No, I'm sure she's fine. It's just really rainy here in Seattle, and cell phone calls have been dropped, you know, been getting dropped. But anyway.
But please be careful as is while
exactly.
You're out commuting around, okay, people?
You know, hands-free.
But one thing that I loved about that reading, and this is something that's interesting with David. So I've seen lots of psychics in my lifetime. And a lot of times when psychics feel like they're off track with something, they drop it and they do this thing where they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. So there are three kids. And what I love about David as a psychic is that he's like a dog with a bone. He's like, no, no, there are two. There's the importance of two kids. What's the importance with two kids? Well, she's a twin. So
I was seeing these two girls that looked very similar, which was really weird. And I should have just said that. But anyway.
Yeah. But I like that yeah. You're like, no, I'm going to go back to what's the two deal. So
yeah, and I just felt that it was really important, you know, for me to highlight because there was something there and I was going to get to it. But anyway, so Benny, let's take a next caller.
Sure, please. Chris from Renton.
Chris from Renton. Welcome. How can we help you? Hi.
Hi.
What's up, Chris?
Yeah, I'm actually from Seattle, but
hi, Seattle.
Anyway, my question for you is I want to know whether I should go into business for myself.
Okay. Well, immediately I know the answer.
So
the answer that came up in billboard-sized letters, colored red, is a yes. And it's so funny because I kept seeing 9 to 10 months of you seriously thinking about this and hearing, it's time. It's time.
Okay. You know? Okay.
And so here's a recommendation, though, okay? Because, yes, I see you shifting into working for yourself, but I don't, like, currently you have a gig, right? Like a job?
Yes, I have a day job.
Uh-huh. And you're just wanting to drop it and just make your own schedule?
Well, I work part-time. I work part-time, so uh-huh. I have some time to think about going into business for myself.
Good, because what I was going to say is have a plan. Have these next 2 months, November, December, be your planning time for you to strategize what's going to happen in the coming year. You know, create a plan for your business, create a vision for your business, and use your job, your part-time job, you know, to keep income coming as you launch into this new way of living.
Right. Okay.
So, yes.
Okay. And I think, too, Chris, during this time that you have a little bit of a cushion, you have the support of this part-time job, what I would recommend is find yourself a mentor. And I think this is something that I think this is something that separates the people who actually manage to succeed at sort of striking out on their own and doing their own thing from the people who try it and get overwhelmed and sort of end up going back into the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you can find someone that you click with, and I think that's the important piece, is that you have to really find several people and talk to them, and you'll find the person that you click with energetically. And most people who are business owners or have started their own business, they're actually really open to mentoring people. Sometimes in a actual professional capacity in terms of like, you know, there's payment that might be involved. And sometimes people are just willing to, you know, meet up for lunch once a month and talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is different from sort of joining a networking group of other people who are doing the same thing as you. You want to find somebody who is sort of either already doing what it is you want to do really well, or it's there's a comparison there. So someone that can actually talk to you about the mistakes that they made and how to avoid them and what to avoid. And I think that using this time to start to meet those people and to find the person that's going to be your mentor through this is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great idea. I was actually thinking about that. That's great.
So Chris, I have a question. I don't guess like astrological signs, but you have a really strong like Taurus energy.
What energy?
Taurus.
Taurus.
Yeah.
Okay.
When is your birthday? Is it in April?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, shut up. You are not a Scorpio. Oh, my God.
Or she's just lying.
Then you know what? Then you know what? You
total
you,
Regina George.
I know, right?
Moment.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
I'm sorry. No. So absolutely.
I don't get that.
Absolutely. As a Scorpio, you must create for yourself an environment where you have a dynamic, non-regular routine, because
that's what I'm kind of thinking.
Yeah, because your energy requires novelty. You know, your energy requires newness almost every day, in some way.
And so
you can't have a traditional 9-to-5-ish job, even a part-time gig.
It's not easy.
No, it's not, because you're not meant to. You know, you're trying to like fit that square peg into that round hole.
And you've
known this since you were like, what, 12, 13, that you didn't want to have the life that you saw, you know, other grown-ups having?
No.
Yeah.
No.
And so now it's time. Launch into it. And I know Philip probably has some final words.
Well, I mean, just with, I don't know if you've ever had your chart done, but what David might be picking up is a part of your chart that is in Taurus. And, you know, would you say that you're sort of a headstrong, stubborn person, that you don't give up easily on things?
Right. right. Yeah. Well, so, I'm stubborn.
Well, I mean, we're all stubborn. I mean, that's I think that the potential pitfall for that, for what you're wanting to do, is that sometimes when you're striking out on your own, it can be hard to let go of an idea, even though there's a part of you that knows that you should. And that's just another thing that I've seen in my business coaching sometimes with people, is that, you know, they really have an idea that they're invested in. And when you're on your own and you're doing this thing that, you know, it's like a baby when you're starting your own business. And mm-hmm. so it can be really hard to be objective about it.
Yeah. And basically what we're talking about is, Chris, you need to get into integrity with yourself. You need to get into inner alignment with yourself to actually do what it is you're feeling and thinking. And don't be afraid. Step into that faith and just go.
Okay.
But here's the thing. If you need some help, if you need some coaching, if you need some clarity for those next steps, give us a call. Send us an email, you know, davidzarza.com or philipbryan.com, and check us out.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, you guys.
You are welcome.
Thank you, Chris. So, David, why don't you talk a little bit about integrity?
Integrity.
Because you mentioned it here, and I think that
yes.
The common definition of integrity mm-hmm. that most people know is not necessarily
most people
the same that what we're talking
exactly.
about.
So. Most people think integrity just to be being honest, you know, being truthful. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. For me, integrity is not only that. It's actually a visceral experience. It's an alignment of your spirit, mind, and body in such a way that you become like a key falling into that lock of your life that the universe has always had, and it opens up your destiny. You know, it opens up the life that you were meant to have, which is typically pretty awesome, which is typically pretty abundant and prosperous and rich with relationships and money and time and freedom, you know. But a lot of us fear being in integrity because it requires some work. It requires you to always speak from the heart, to have authentic reactions, to really be upfront with who you are and don't shy away because of how somebody else could react.
And I think it requires an ownership of yourself,
mm-hmm.
The light and the dark, the good and the bad, the stuff that you know want
the icky and the awesome.
Yeah, and that's the challenge sometimes of getting into integrity, that you know, we sometimes shy away from mm-hmm. some of the icky parts.
Mm-hmm.
So we're coming up on our third break, and so I'm gonna give the phone number out one more time, 1-800-930-2819. We do have some people that are already in queue, but if you want to call in, we will get through the callers in the next 15 minutes. This is Philip. You're listening to Get Sophisticated, and we'll be right back.
Anyone, a lone fool out in the sun, your heartbeat of solid gold. I love you, you'll never know. When the daylight comes, you feel so cold.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Gosh, I love that for someone who's been called, you know, king of the dark side, because I do a lot of shadow work with people. That was an awesome segment of that song, Benny. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was Dark Horse by Katy Perry. And up next on our top four, I'm just kidding.
That was very well done. I think that was your just calling, kidding. Wasn't it?
David's channeling.
This is
Rick Dees.
I know. David Zarza and Philip Bryant on Get Sophisticated. I am the psychic half and Philip is the coaching half. He deconstructs my...
I translate your woo-woo.
You translate my woo-woo. Yep. And today we're talking about... asking and having it be given. So we've talked about the two necessary ingredients for what it is that we, you know, must have in order to create something, which is clarity of mind and energy in the form of emotion. We've talked about integrity, how being in alignment in yourself opens up the universe for everything that you are destined to experience and have. And now we're going to get into the last portion, the welcoming it in portion, and what you do when not quite right shows up. But before that, let's take another caller. How about it, Benny? Who's
sure.
There?
Peg from Everett.
Hello, Peg. How are you?
Hi, Peg.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Are you out in the rain?
Yes.
It's raining in Everett.
Yeah.
I took care of your weather, broadcast, Benny.
So welcome, Peg. What may we do for you?
Well, I work for a very large company, and mm-hmm. I have decided that I am going to retire next year.
Woohoo!
I had retired before from the company, and then I went back thinking I could help them.
Oh.
But apparently, I'm not supposed to be there for my guy. Maybe it was just, you know, it's time to leave it and then do what I would like to do.
Yeah. So, I know there's a question there, but I have a question for you first. Are you typically the rescuer in your family and amongst your friends?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And I'm like that way at work, too.
Uh-huh. Do you know... Go ahead. It's something that what?
Oh, no, I was saying yes, I am.
Yeah.
What you just mentioned.
Do you know why you do it? Because if you don't know why you do it, then you can do it again.
No, I think it's something in my soul or something.
Yes, because
I feel
good if I do it. Yes, and you are a helper.
Yes.
You know, you are a self-sacrificing helper. And the feedback that you're getting right now at your job, which is that I'm not supposed to be there, is because you're really not. Because... rescuer isn't all that you are. It's just the mask that you're used to wearing.
Oh.
And so it's time to take that mask off and tell me, if you take it off, what is left? Who is Peg?
Yeah. I'm a very loving, caring person. I'm smart, intelligent. And I want to do voluntary work, you know, help with animals. I was raised on a farm, so
yep.
Away from people, you know, because we live so far out. So animals were my pets, my friends.
Yeah.
Earth.
Yeah, and actually, and you know what's interesting? Because that's actually what I was seeing for you is I see you as an activist for the voiceless.
Oh, cool.
You know, for animals, but also small children.
Yes.
You know, so what was your question before I interrupted you?
Well, I was just, when you mentioned about, you know, because going to retire this fall, it's a little scary because I'm so used to working 8 hours a day, mm-hmm. you know, and having the income come through.
Uh-huh.
And but it's just the free, not being around people. So, because being a helper like I am, I am like a loner, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
That's part of my soul, too. It's something I had brought in maybe from past lives or it was something when I was a child that happened. I'm not really sure.
No, well, here's what I'm getting, okay, is that being a helper, being a rescuer brought you close to others because at your core, you really do need a lot of solitude, a lot of alone time. But when you take off that mask of rescuer, of super helper, of self-sacrificing helper, you're going to feel lost. You're going to feel scared because that part of your identity is going away. That part of you that's kept you company for so long. And so now you have to answer your spirit's need, your soul's need of how can I get close to people while still honoring my need for solitude?
Yes, my true self, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so that's the question you have to answer.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that my prosperity, my money will be fine because I've been using the... knowing that the money will be there.
Yes.
Because I'm going into something that is truly right for me.
Yes. And you're also very careful. You know, you're not impulsive when it comes to money and spending, and you're not frivolous. And so you're a very good custodian
uh-huh.
To your money. So what was your question though? I didn't hear a question yet.
Well, the question was to, when I make the transition, how do I go about doing it without, going into that fear mode? You know, like when you let go, but you have that fear like, oh my God, did I really do this? Is this true?
Okay.
Am I, you know?
So, okay.
I just need some help to, get myself to the point where I don't get into that real fear.
Yeah.
So I get, you know, like depressed or something. Because people that retire, some of them do that.
True. True. Because here's what happens. You have a clear habit of how your life proceeds. And when you leave it, what must happen is you must create that compelling vision for what you want the rest of your life to be. And typically when we retire, we usually don't have a clear vision. And so in order for you to avoid and to overcome like that fear space or that depression space is to create a compelling vision for yourself. What is it that you want to be experiencing? You know, don't fill that in with too much detail. Like, I want to spend X hours a day doing this, X hours a day doing that. It's more, what is it that you wish to experience for the rest of your time here as you live it? You know, and I know Philip has a lot of experience with visioning. So do you have any recommendations?
I think the easiest way to avoid that place of fear is to confront your fears up front before you actually take the leap. And so,
yeah,
you know, to ask yourself, well, what am I scared of? Like when I'm no longer having to go in and work, like, am I scared that I'm going to, that my health is going to suffer? Am I scared that I'm going to lose connections with friends? Like, what are the fears? And then once you know what those fears are, then you can actually start to dissect them and confront them and figure out how to put things in place to prevent them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fear is a good thing. You know, we tell people that when you're scared of something, when you're feeling fear, it means that you're stepping into something that you don't know yet.
And that it's great enough.
And that it's big enough for you to feel that it's risky. And it means that it's an opportunity for you to grow and expand. So fear is actually a good thing.
And you can never get rid of your fear, just so you know, because you are a human being and you will always have it. But you can have a different reaction to it. You can be, you can react with excitement instead of, you know, dread. Or scared.
Like the unknown.
Moment. Exactly.
You're like the unknown about what, you know, to have it happen. Because what you think is not always what you might believe to be.
Right.
True.
And I think, too, that...
Does that make sense?
It does. And you know, when David said react from excitement, so fear and excitement are very closely
connected
emotions. And so it's really easy to shift out of fear and into excitement. Like, if you just think about, like, the physical response and how... You know, if you're scared versus you're excited about something, like they feel very similar. It's easy to shift from one to the other. And so once you've actually named the fear and you've started to confront it, then you can start to channel those feelings more into excitement about what's stretching out in front of you.
Yeah. And I definitely.
Excuse
me. So we're going to wrap up, Peg, but thank you for calling.
Yes.
And just remember, set that clear, compelling vision for yourself for this next chapter of your life, okay? Because that will help. That will help mitigate any fear as well.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Perfect. Good luck and enjoy.
Thanks, I will.
Alrighty. So thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been David and Philip with Get Sophisticated. And next week is Halloween, our birthdays. So if you... Wait, isn't it Halloween? Yes, it is. Isn't it? But anyway, enjoy.
Radio. This dynamic duo helps you uncover what the universe intends for you and create a plan to make it a reality with topics that enhance your living journey. Tips to live your best life possible. Listen in and call for some sophisticated guidance. And live your life in good taste with a twist. See you again real soon.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, THYNE.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.